I'm your host, Jen Morris, and welcome back to Bright New Voices, the Balboa Press Hour. Have you ever asked yourself, who is pulling my strings? Most of us rarely or maybe never take the time to ask this question. Instead, we often find we are living somewhat like puppets between two worlds, knowing there is more to us, more to life, yet running from knowing our true worth and magnificence. Who's Pulling My Strings? Companion Writing Journal by author Marty Kirkland can facilitate your journey inward to meet the wisdom you have within and to explore and release what is keeping you from knowing the beauty that is you. Marty, thank you so much for being on air with us today.
I am really happy to be here.
Well, we're thrilled to talk to you and talk to you about this book. I love the title, Who's Pulling My Strings? I think we can all relate to feeling like puppets at one time or another in our lives. And this is really an interactive writing journal that encourages your reader, or the writer in this case, to be honest and real with what they're feeling, what works and doesn't work in their life, and to tap into the courage that they have within themselves. Tell us a little bit about your backstory and what motivated you to write Who's Pulling My Strings?
Well, Who's Pulling My Strings? Companion Writing Journal is a companion to the original book, Who's Pulling My Strings, which is about my healing journey. I found myself a number of years ago leaving a corporate career where I'd been extremely successful and thinking I was this macho woman who could do absolutely anything. And my first day into my new entrepreneurial career, I was paralyzed in fear. And someone talking to me that day said, "So what if you fail?" And I said, "Well, I can't fail because then everyone will know I'm no good." And I was shocked. And yet at the same time, it was so familiar. And that started a journey that really will never end. So eventually I wrote the book, Who's Pulling My Strings, because the people around me were complaining about their lives and what other people were doing or saying or things that were happening. And I knew that everything out there was a mirror for what was inside, because that's what I had discovered in my healing journey. So that's what made me write the book. And now when people read the book, they say, "Well, now you're making me think about my life and questioning, why do I do what I do? Why do I look at life the way I do?" And yet they don't know how to take the journey forward.
Sure.
So that's what motivated me to go to writing the companion writing journal. Like, here's a guided journey. Here's a path to follow to take the journey yourself.
And you say that most everyone has those moments where they say to themselves, there is more, there must be more, I am more.
Absolutely. I think everybody does, because we're so busy in our everyday life that we're just trying to get through it. And we don't realize that we are living a life that's based on decisions that were programmed when we were kids, or experiences we had that we haven't healed. And we're just kind of getting through life, and we know there's more, but we don't know how to get to that more.
Now, you write that there is nothing more important than feeling good. What do you say to those people that might challenge that notion or insist that that might be a selfish way of thinking? Do you think that people know that they really do deserve to feel good?
Oh, I love that question, Jan. I really do, because I always wanted to feel good, but I didn't feel good, and I didn't know I deserved to feel good. But I look at it now, and we really care about helping other people. I think everybody does. And yet, I can't feel bad enough to make you feel good. But if I feel good, my energy is radiating out around me to everybody. So if I am feeling good, I am bringing that feel-good energy into the world. If I want to heal the world, I've got to heal myself. I've got to feel good. So it may seem selfish, but really it's a very unselfish thing as well.
So what gets in the way of that? What gets in the way of feeling good? Is it honesty? Is it being honest with ourselves? Is it giving ourselves the permission to be real and open and honest with what's going on in our lives?
Oh, I think you're right. We all have beliefs. We have beliefs about ourselves that we maybe not consciously aware of that do get in the way, and obstacles. Maybe I don't think I'm good enough, which is the number one negative thought people have about themselves. And so that begins to permeate everything. So we don't know that we could feel better, we could feel good, we deserve it all. But because of all the unconscious stuff we have buried that we haven't explored until we do the work, we're not even aware of it.
You're saying that people often feel, that the number one feeling that you're hearing from people is, I'm not good enough. Now, in the book, you talk about a big lie, the core negative belief that people have about themselves. How is this the source of every other negative thought and belief?
You know, it's like, you know how you hold balloons, you know, someone's filling balloons and they have all these balloons in the air and there's one hand holding all the balloons. And that's what your most negative thought is. Because let's take I'm not good enough, since that's the most common belief we all have. I'm not good enough. My job isn't good enough. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not smart enough. My friends aren't good enough. My vacation wasn't good enough. I mean, we just play that out in every arena in our lives without even realizing that's what we're doing.
Is this book about being honest with ourselves?
You can't do this book without being honest with yourself. That's the whole thing. And you know, some people say, well, I don't want to know. I don't want to know what's inside of me. And I'm going, well, it's running your show anyway.
Right. It's already there.
It's already there. So why not find out? And then you can do something about it. You know, it's like, let's say you had cancer. Would you not do everything you could to cure that cancer?
Of course.
Because that's the same way I feel about doing this work on yourself. Getting honest. It may be scary to know the truth at first. I mean, I used to feel that way. It's like, oh my goodness, I'm going to feel this way forever. But then once I know, then I can do something about it. And that's what the whole premise of this writing journal is. You become aware and you have the tools within the writing journal to know what to do to become aware and heal and become conscious and live the life you want to live.
Speaking of an action step, you have a section in the book called What Do I Do With These Feelings? And within that chapter, you have a great line that I love. And it reads, if your thoughts are what create reality, your feelings are the fuel that burns to bring your creations into form. Mm-hmm. So without giving away too much information from the book, can you share with us a piece of advice that you include to help us navigate our feelings and the reactions that we so often have?
What I recommend, and you'll find in the journal, is let's explore those feelings. Like, let's take anger, okay? We may say I'm not angry. I said I wasn't angry for years until I started doing the work, and I, oh my goodness, I was full of anger. And so I have different processes you can do to trigger and find out what you're angry about. You mean you trigger those feelings, and all of a sudden memories come up and like, oh, I'm angry about this, and I'm angry about that. And then you can explore it, and you can, and then I've got processes where you can know how to heal it. Or your sadness. You know, you're not sad for what's happening in this moment. You may think you are, but you're sad because it's triggering something from your past that is still unhealed that causes you pain in this moment.
Marty, before I let you go today, I do want to give you an opportunity to share with our listeners how they can learn a little bit more about you. I know that you have a website that you want to talk about.
I do. I have a website. You can go to, just put in whospullingmystrings.com. And on there, you'll find a lot of different information about me, but you'll also find blogs. I blog on a regular basis. And I really encourage you to read the blogs because I blog about whatever is going on in life at the moment, because I figure whatever's going on with me is probably going on with somebody else. Sometimes I get pretty raw. I mean, I really get into my feelings, but then if I'm not honest with my feelings, how can I expect you to be honest with yours? So it's really a good read, and I get a lot of good feedback from that, a lot of great comments, because like I said, whatever is going on with me is going on with somebody else too.
Well, you're certainly building a network of connection. Marty, thank you so much for being on with us today. It was a real pleasure to have you.
Thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity. It's been fun.